الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Biography of the successor to Amir Ahl-Sunnat. Excellence of Salat. Sayyiduna Kab al-Ahbar rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi states that Allah Azza wa Jalla said to Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam, "Do you want that you do not feel thirsty on the day of judgment?" Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam humbly said, "O my Rabb Azza wa Jalla, yes, I like this." Allah Azza wa Jalla said, "So keep reciting Salat abundantly upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam." Al-Aman, Hangame Mahshar, Piyas ki Shiddat se Sarwar, Jab Zabane Aaye Bahar, تم پلانا جام کوثر. یا نبی سلام علیکا، یا رسول سلام علیکا، یا حبیب سلام علیکا، صلوات اللہ علیکا، صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد. How did I get a new life? Jawad Attari, the director of Madani Channel, once reached Rawalpindi, a famous city of Punjab province, Pakistan, for the recording of a series of Madani channel named Madani Inqilab. There he met an Islamic brother who was suffering from abdominal cancer and had gone through operations many times, but could not get rid of it. When he was suggested to undergo the operation the very last time, his disease had progressed to such an alarming point that according to the doctors, he had a 0% chance of survival, because 95% of the stomach was affected severely with cancer. Doctors undertook the operation and they had to attach a colostomy bag. After removing his stomach, as during operation it caused the wound open up. Doctors had lost all hopes for his life. Even they had urged his family to fulfill his desires as long as possible, except the food items which are heavy and take too long to digest. This Islamic brother stated, "Now I was spending my life waiting for death to come. At that point I had only desired that when I am lowered into the grave, my face should be adorned with a beard according to the sunnah, but it was not possible. Cancer treatments had shed off all my body hair, including the beard, eyebrows and eyelashes. Allah Azza wa Jalla bestowed mercy upon me. I had the privilege to meet the successor to Amir Ahl-Sunnat, Mawlana Abu Usaid Ubaid Raza Attari Madani, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah. I had become so helpless and paralyzed that four Islamic brothers took me to him. I expressed to the successor to Amir Ahl-Sunnat, may Allah Azza wa Jalla preserve him, that my aspiration regarding the beard. Upon this he showed great sympathy, placed my head in his lap and started making dham, i.e. blowed upon me after reciting invocations. Whilst making dham, he would touch his beard and zulfe, his hair locks, and then would stroke my face and head. He continued this for some time. When leaving, he, Damat Barakatumul Aliya, blessed me with abundant du'as for my good health. After meeting him, I surprisingly got spiritual relief. When I got back home, I wished to eat paya, a famous dish which is made of feet of goat or cow, etc. My family was upset upon hearing this because doctors had prevented me from eating heavy meals. But assuming me to be at death's door, they fulfilled my desire. I ate my fill and that got digested too. When I woke up in the morning, I was happy and cheerful. By the blessing of the dham of the successor to Amir Ahl-Sunnat, Damat Barakatumul Aliyah, I started recovering, as well as the hair of the head and the beard started growing too. After a short period of time, I visited my doctor for a checkup. When he saw the hair of my head and beard, he regarded them as artificial hair and asked me, "Are you wearing a wig?" I replied, "No, these are my original hair." Thereafter, I told him about the dham by the successor to Amir Ahle Sunnah Damat Barakatumul Aliyah. The doctor was greatly surprised and said, "Growth of hair after cancer with such rapid pace is very surprising." Whilst giving this statement, this Islamic brother not only had a beard to a fist length according to Sunnah, but also had hair on his head. He was looking cheerful and healthy, and even he arrived there driving the car himself and walking on his own feet. According to his husne zan, i.e. good assumption, he has got this new life by the blessings of the meeting with the successor to Amir Ahl Sunnat, Damad Barakatum Al-Aliyah, and by his blessed dam. Dear Islamic brothers, making dam and blowing on anything or someone after reciting glorious Quran or other permissible and blessed Islamic invocations are the best spiritual cures. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam himself used to blow on Sayyiduna Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu after reciting few invocations, and would say, "Your grandfather Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam also used to recite and blow on Sayyiduna Ismail alayhi salam and Sayyiduna Ishaq alayhi salam." Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, under the supervision of Majlis Maktubat wa Tawizat al-Tariya, a Majlis of Dawat al-Islami, Tawizat, i.e. amulets and Aurad al-Tariya, invocations are provided free of cost across the world daily to the grief-stricken ummah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam for their consolation. A large number of Islamic brothers get cured of different diseases by the blessings of these amulets and invocations. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Dear Islamic brothers, it is known that a son follows in the footsteps of his father. So brimmed with spiritual qualities, embodiment of fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla and Ishq-e Mustafa, having profound love for the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, a heart captivating personality, a practicing scholar, the successor to Amir Ahl Sunnah, the preacher of Dawat-e-Islami, Mawlana Haji Abu Usaid Ubaid Raza Attari Madani, Damat Barakatumul Aliyah, bears a striking resemblance to his blessed father. Shaykh-i Tariqat Amir Ahl Sunnah, founder of Dawat-e-Islami, Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Razavi Zi'i, Damat Barakatumul Aliyah. May Allah will preserve them. The distinctive qualities of the successor to Amir Ahl Sunnat, Damat Barakatumul Aliyah, such as great knowledge and deep insight, piety, sincerity and earnestness, faithfulness and true-heartedness, patience and being satisfied with the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and good social conduct and good manners. Make us remember our pious predecessors, rahimahumullah ta'ala. Following are his few prominent characteristics: firm practice of observing Qufl-e Madina, smiling face during conversation, great moral conduct, and simplicity in clothing. His brief introduction is appended below. Introduction of the successor to Amir Ahl Sunnat, Damat Barakatumul Aliyah. The name of the successor to Amir Ahl Sunnat, Damat Barakatumul Aliyah, is Ahmad. His kunya is Abu Usaid. He was born on the 17th of Shawalul Mukarram, 1400 Hijri, corresponding to the 31st of August 1980, in Babul Madina, Karachi. As a result of the blessed tarbiyat, i.e. the upbringing of Amir Ahl Sunnat, Damat Barakatumul Aliyah, he has been punctual in offering salah since his childhood. Why should not it be? Amir Ahl Sunnat, Damat Barakatumul Aliyah, used to wake him up for tahajjud salah in a very impressive way. Unique method of preparing Haji Ubaid Raza Attari, Damat Barakatumul Aliyah, for tahajjud. This is an account of the beginning of Dawat-e-Islami that once, due to a busy schedule of Madani activities, Amir Ahle Sunnat Damat Barakatumul Aliyah, along with some Islamic brothers, reached his library late night. Haji Ubaid Raza Attari, who was too young at that time, was sleeping there. Amir Ahle Sunnat Damat Barakatumul Aliyah said he should be made to perform tahajjud. And he, Damat Barakatumul Aliyah, tried to wake the Madani child up, but being fallen into a deep sleep, he could not wake up properly. Amir Ahle Sunnat, whilst making individual efforts, took him in his lap and brought him under open sky, and asked him, after showing him the moon, "What is this?" Madani child said, "This is a moon." Then Amir Ahle Sunnat asked, "What is it doing?" The Madani child said, "It is kissing Gumbad-e Hazra, i.e. the blessed green dome." During this conversation, the Madani child had woken up completely. So he, Damat Barakatumul Aliya, persuaded him to make ablution and perform tahajjud. Aasman ke chand mein to phika phika noor hai. Aa gaya wo noor wala jiska sara noor hai. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Student life. One of the classmates of Madani Islamic Brothers has stated that the successor to Amir Ahle Sunnat, Damat Barakatumul Aliya, used to give immense respect and deep reverence to the teachers. Despite being a son of such a great scholarly and spiritual personality, he did not like to be treated with distinguishing status. He used to live together, mingling with all the Islamic brothers. He was extraordinarily cautious in the matter of attaining purity and cleanliness. The same Islamic brother has stated, as long as there were no security threats, the successor to Amir Ahle Sunnah, Damat Barakatumul Aliya, used to like to travel by bus or train when going to deliver Sunnah-inspiring bayanat and to attend Madani Mashwaras as far as possible. He used to avoid protocol. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Dars-e-Nizami completion. The successor to Amir Ahle Sunnat, Mawlana Ubaid Raza Attari Madani Damat Barakatumul Aliya, completed his Dars-e-Nizami, i.e. Alim course from the Jamiatul Madina of Dawat Islami in 2005. It is for the reason the title Madani is added to his name. After the completion of Dars-e-Nizami, from time to time he kept visiting Mufti Sahib at Darul Ifta Ahle Sunnat and also studied some fiqh lessons. Travelling for call to righteousness and arriving in Makkah and Medina, the successor to Amir Ahle Sunnat, Damat Barakatumul Aliya, has not only visited different cities of Pakistan but also travelled to India, Nepal, Sri Lanka, Germany, Spain, South Africa, Bangkok, Kenya, Oman, Gulf countries, etc. for the Madani activities of Dawat-e-Islami and delivered Sunnah-inspiring bayanat. He has been privileged to perform Hajj many times. Until now, last time he performed Hajj on the 12th of September 2017. He also had privilege to perform Umrah many times. Kaash phir mujhe Hajj ka izn mil gaya hota. Oh, rote rote main kaash chal para hota. Hai phooti kismat ne haazri se roka hai. Kaash main Madine mein phir pahunch gaya hota. Jin dino Madine mein haazri hui thi kaash. Mar ke unke kuche mein dafan ho gaya hota. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sociability. The successor to Amir Ahle Sunnat, Damat Barakatumul Aliya, is sociable since his childhood, mashaAllah Azza wa Jalla. Generally, children do not go near the guests who visit them. But he, being graced with traits of sociability of Amir Ahle Sunnat, Damat Barakatumul Aliya, would mingle with the guests visiting them first time in his childhood as if he knew them beforehand. Thus, listen to the following parable. This is an account of those days when Amir Ahle Sunnat used to live in Musa Lane, Karachi. Son of Attar Maulana Ubaid Raza Attari Madani was 4 or 5 years old at that time. Once from Babul Islam Sindh, an Islamic brother having very serious disposition, reached the home of Amir Ahle Sunnat Damat Barakatul Maaliya for meeting him. As soon as that Islamic brother sat there, the successor to Amir Ahle Sunnat Damat Barakatul Maaliya approached him and started playing with him affectionately. Upon this, that Islamic brother humbly said to Amir Ahle Sunnat, "Your Madani child has become friendly with me just in a first meeting. Bana do sabr aur riza ka pekar, banu khush akhlaq aisa sarwar, rahe sada narm hi tabiyat, nabi-e-rahmat, shafi-e-ummat, Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Humbleness and humility. A classmate, Madani Islamic brother of the successor to Amir Ahl Sunnah, Damad Barakatumul Aliyah, has stated, once a few Islamic brothers in the company of the successor to Amir Ahl Sunnah, Mawlana Ubayd Raza Attari Madani, Muddazilul Ali, gathered at a place where we were supposed to spend a night. In comparison to the number of Islamic brothers, the space was too short to sleep for all comfortably. As it is said, one falls asleep no matter where he is. So after all, we managed to sleep. When we woke up in the night, we were surprised to see that the successor to Amir Ahli Sunnah, Damad Barakatumul Aliyah, was sleeping, crouching in a small place left close to the door. Whenever I recall this event, I feel like to say that the successor to Amir Ahl Sunnah, Damad Barakatumul Aliyah, is truly an impressive reflection of the tarbiyat, i.e. the upbringing of Attar. Dear Islamic brothers, humbleness is an excellent trait. It not only gives gentleness and politeness to the human, but it leads one to the lofty status of dignity and eminence. Apparently, a humble person puts aside his ego and self-worth, but in fact, his ranks keep elevating in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and why should not it be? Our beloved Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam has stated, one who adopts humility for Allah Azza wa Jalla, Allah Azza wa Jalla elevates his rank. Sayyidina Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi has said, angels make dua for the eminence of one who becomes humble. Those who become humble will be sitting on the pulpits, i.e. the members, on the Day of Judgment. Allah Azza wa Jalla grants the trait of humbleness upon his beloved bondman. The person who becomes humble is granted a high status up to the seven skies. Allah Azza wa Jalla grants mercy upon the one who becomes humble. The beloved Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam stated, adopt humility and sit in the company of the poor people. You will be a high-ranking bondman in the merciful court of Allah Azza wa Jalla and will also be free from arrogance. We should also try to adopt humbleness and humility to develop the deep yearning for humbleness. Humility, read the book Najat Dilane Wale Amal Ki Malumat, a publication of Maktabatul Madina. Fakhr o ghurur se tu maula mujhe bachana, ya rab mujhe bana de paikar tu aajzi ka. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Reverence for the blessed hair of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Profound love for the pious predecessors, rahmahumullah ta'ala, and deep devotion to their blessed relics have been passed on to the successor to Amir Ahli Sunnah, Damad Barakatumul Aliyah, by inheritance. The successor to Amir Ahli Sunnah, Damad Barakatumul Aliyah, had the blessed hairs of the beloved Rasul, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. In view of reverence and veneration, he had got an special box prepared on the roof of his house for placing the blessed hair of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in it. Sometime as per need, when he would need to peep into the small water tank, which was built at a comparatively greater height, he would not like this thing to climb above the blessed hairs of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam for the peeping into the water tank. So he would keep the box of blessed hair on his head and then he would climb the stairs leading to the water tank. Ho gaya fazl-e khuda muh-e mubarak a gaye, dil khushi se jhoom utha muh-e mubarak a gaye, jo kare taazim dil se do jahan mein kamyab, ho gaya haan ho gaya muh-e mubarak a gaye. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Kufle Madina of the eyes. Here is the blessed habit of the successor to Amir Ahli Sunnah, Damad Barakatumul Aliyah. As far as possible, he not only keeps his gaze lowered, but also he performs Kufle Madina of the eyes, refraining from seeing here and there unnecessarily. Once a priest along with his wife came in the presence of Shaykh al-Tariqat, Amir Ahl-e Sunnat Damat Barakatumul Aliyah, and embraced Islam with his wife at the hand of Amir Ahl-e Sunnat Damat Barakatumul Aliyah. The successor to Amir Ahl-e Sunnat Damat Barakatumul Aliyah was also there at that time. That Muslim convert, previously a priest, said that I have been given a sign of Attar in a dream, that he will be the one who will keep his gaze lowered. Due to being unaware of your personality, I went to many of your opponents, and wherever I would go, they would look at my wife more than me. Now when I have come to you, situation is absolutely changed here. It is not just you, even your son also keeps his gaze lowered. بولو نہ فضول اور رہیں نیچی نگاہیں آنکھوں کا زبان کا دے خدا قفل مدینہ صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد. Views of نگران شورا. مولانا حاجی ابو حامد محمد عمران عطاری مدہ ذیل العالی آئی نگران مرکزی مجلس شورا of دعوت اسلامی. A Madani movement of devotees of Rasul has stated, I have spent years living in his neighborhood and have enjoyed his company for a long time. I have found him Allah-fearing and the one seeking repentance abundantly. Moreover, in the matters of purity and halal or haram, i.e. lawful and unlawful, he has been a phenomenal reflection of the tarbiyat of Amir Ahl-e Sunnat. No amount of appreciation will suffice his strong eagerness of obeying his parents. As the moment he learns that such and such a thing has been mentioned by Amir Ahl-e Sunnat Damat Barakatumul Aliyah, he starts acting upon it immediately. The personality of the successor to Amir Ahl-e Sunnat Damat Barakatumul Aliyah is full of the great qualities of showing patience, forbearance, and refraining from expressing troubles. He is such a Madani Inamat practicing person that he tries to practice daily Fikr-e Madina. He is intensely enthusiastic about Madani activities that he, during his bayanat and Madani mashwaras, abundantly encourages and motivates people to take part in the 12 Madani activities. Apart from this, he tries to acquire the performance report of Madani Inamat and Madani Qafilas from all the members of Markazi Majlis-e Shura every month. قافلوں میں سفر کرو یارو بالیقین را یہ ارم کی ہے سارے اپناؤ مدنی انعامات گر تمہیں آرزو ارم کی ہے دے دے قفل مدینہ یا اللہ ہو کرم التجا کرم کی ہے صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد. Obedient son, in the night of the first of Jamad al-Ukhra 1439 AH, a magnificent Madani Muzakara was held in the global Madani Markaz, Fizani Madina, Babul Madina. In this Madani Muzakara, Shaykh Tariqat Amir Ahl-e Sunnat Damat Barakatumul Aliyah, in view of Madani activities and other Dini advantages, made the announcement about the different colors Imama, i.e. the Islamic turban. During Madani Muzakara, Amir Ahl-e Sunnat said in this way, I was sitting wearing white imama. In the meanwhile, Haji Ubaid Raza arrived. Seeing the color changed imama, he made no question like this. What is this going on? What is this? Why is this? He just sat there quietly as if nothing happened. When I talked about the imama of black color, he said, I have a black imama. Thereafter, he went home and brought his 14-year-old black imama. When Madani Guldasta, a short video documentary about the addition of new colors for Imama Sharif was being recorded, he also tied black Imama and sat there. This is the submissiveness of my son, that before my instruction he changed his Imama Sharif just after seeing my Imama. Unka Divana Imama aur Zulf aur Reesh mein, wa dekho to sahi lagta hai kitna shandar. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد. Surgery of the successor to Amir Ahl-e Sunnat Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah. On the 7th of November 2014, after Isha Salah, The successor to Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya underwent a bloodstone surgery in a local hospital in Zamzam Nagar, Hyderabad. Dr. Nizam Ahmad Attari, a member of surgical team, said that the successor to Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya was not made completely unconscious, rather he was in a semi-conscious state. In this state, one utters only those things which circulate in his mind. Many people hum songs, some also swear, and many times we witness many other things, but we have witnessed in the case of the successor to Amir Ahli Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya was that he was continuously making zikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and his tongue was busy in the word repetition of Allah, Allah Azza wa Jalla. Rahe zikr aatho pahar mere lab par, tera ya ilahi, tera ya ilahi, meri zindagi bas teri bandagi mein, hi ekash guzre sada ya ilahi. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Reverence for Qibla. Dr. Nizam Ahmad Attari added, when the successor to Amir Ahli Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya was transferred from operation theatre to the ward on a stretcher, he was in a semi-conscious state. But even in that state, he drew our attention saying, my feet are facing towards the direction of Qibla. Move my stretcher. We were surprised to see that how he could guess the direction of Qibla in that state. We immediately moved the stretcher, making his head facing towards the Qibla. Dear Islamic brothers, we should also take care of this thing, that when we sit or lie anywhere, our feet should not be facing towards the direction of Qibla while stretching legs. It is incumbent on all of us to show reverence to Qibla. Remember, ba adab ba naseeb, be adab be naseeb. A respectful person is the fortunate one. Mahfooz sada rakhna shah, be adabon se, aur mujhse bhi sarzad na kabhi be adabi ho. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. After tahajjud salah, the night surgery was done. The Islamic brother in whose home the successor to Amir Ahli Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya stayed after surgery said, the night in which the successor to Amir Ahli Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya underwent surgery, he not only performed Isha Salah but also performed Tahajjud in that night. Further, he stated the number of days the successor to Amir Ahli Sunnat Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya spent in our home. He did not miss even a single Farz Salah ever despite his illness. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. Dear Islamic brothers, majority of people today miss their Jama'at, even they miss their Salah when they feel headache or suffer a minor injury. Similarly, when feeling a bit sick, it is as if one finds an excuse for not observing Farz Sawm, i.e. fast. Remember, until Sharia permits, we cannot make up a self-made excuse ourselves and miss Farz Salah or Farz Sawm on the basis of it. Ponder over it. If today we cannot bear a minor injury or mild illness, how will we be able to bear the horrific torment of hell on the Day of Judgment? May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us sound intellect. Gar tu naraz hua, meri halakat hogi, hai main nare jahannam mein jalunga ya rab. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Imagination of agonies of death. The same Islamic brother added, at night we heard someone weeping in our home. At first I thought children are crying. When I pondered over it, I learned that the voice was coming from the upper part of the home where the successor to Amir Ahli Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya was staying. I reached there and knocked at the door. After getting permission, I entered and saw that the successor to Amir Ahli Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya was weeping bitterly. I humbly said, O Honorable Shaykh, why are you weeping? He, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya, said, the reason of weeping is that if today this is the state of suffering of the world, then what will be the state of the severities of agonies of death, torment of grave, and the horrors of day of resurrection? Shadaid naza ke kaise sahunga ya Rasulullah, andheri qabr mein kaise rahunga ya Rasulullah. Dear Islamic brothers, May we also start doing Fikr-e-Madina in the same way. May we always remember the matters of grave on the Day of Judgment, for carrying out virtuous deeds and developing the yearning from refraining from sins. Keep the booklet of a comprehensive collection of Sharia and Tariqat, namely Madni in Amat, with you, given by Shaykh Tariqat Amir Ahl Sunnat Allama Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Razavi Damat Barakatumul Aliya, and fill in the boxes given in it regularly by fixing a specific time of day for this purpose. InshaAllah Azza wa Jalla, you will receive divine mercy and your hereafter will also get better along with this worldly life. Tu wali apna bana le usko رب لم يزل مدنی انعامات پر جو کوئی کرتا ہے عمل صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد. Declaration of Khilafat and Succession. Dear Islamic brothers, the successor to Amir Ahl Sunnat Damat Barakatum Al Aliyah has sworn allegiance from Amir Ahl Sunnat Damat Barakatum Al Aliyah in the spiritual order of Silsila Aliyah Qadiriyah Razaviyah Attariyah. On the 11th Rabiul Akhir 1437 Hijri, corresponding to 22nd of January 2016, during a Madani Muzakara, Amir Ahl-e-Sunnat made a formal announcement of giving Khilafat of his spiritual orders and making him the successor. On this occasion, Amir Ahl-e-Sunnat Damat Barakatumul Aliyah advised him to adhere to Maslak-e-Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi firmly and keep performing Madani activities under the supervision of Markazi Majlis-e-Shura of Dawat-e-Islami. Janashini mili tujhko attar ki, wah kismat teri ay ubaid-e raza. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Return the check worth 100,000 rupees. How cautious the family of Amir Ahl-e-Sunnat Damat Barakatumul Aliyah is in keeping themselves away from worldly gains. It can be judged from the following account. On the occasion of the marriage of the successor to Amir Ahl-e-Sunnat Damat Barakatumul Aliyah, he instructed the Islamic brothers not to give monetary gifts. Despite this thing, when an Islamic brother sent a check worth 100,000 rupees in the court of Amir Ahl-e-Sunnat Damat Barakatumul Aliyah for the successor to Amir Ahl-e-Sunnat Damat Barakatumul Aliyah as a gift, Amir Ahl-e-Sunnat Damat Barakatumul Aliyah sent it back whilst giving thanks along with a written message. Kindly do not insist on it again. Thereafter, an attempt was made to send a cash payment worth of 100,000 rupees to the home of Amir Ahl-e-Sunnat Damat Barakatumul Aliyah to the elder sister of Amir Ahl-e-Sunnat Damat Barakatumul Aliyah on behalf of the family of the person who was presenting the check. But he faced disappointment here too because she refused to take money and returned it while giving thanks. The blessed sister of Amir Ahl-e-Sunnat Damat Barakatumul Aliyah said, when she had related to Haji Ubaid Raza about the gift of 100,000 rupees, the successor to Amir Ahl-e-Sunnat Damat Barakatumul Aliyah said, this check in the very first place came to me upon my refusal. It came to Bapa Jan. Amir Ahl-e-Sunnat Damat Barakatumul Aliyah, thereafter an effort was made to give to you. Mujhko dunya ki daulat na zar chahiye. شاہِ کوثر کی میٹھی نظر چاہیے صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد. Favorite gift, مولانا حاجی ابو حامد محمد عمران اتاری مدہ ذلہ العالی نگران مرکزی مجلس شورا of دعوت اسلامی, a Madani movement of devotees of Rasul, has stated, I attended calls of many generous people running billion rupee businesses saying we want to present the successor to Amir Ahl-e-Sunnat Muddazilul Ali with his favorite gift. So kindly let us know after asking him. Thus I humbly told the successor to Amir Ahl-e-Sunnat Muddazilul Ali about the wish of people of presenting gift. He refused, saying if they really want to give me anything, then they should act upon the Madani Inamat and travel with the Madani Qafila and send me the reward of these Madani activities. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Seven Madani parables. Dear Islamic brothers, Following are the Madani parables of the speeches, individual efforts and dham etc. of the successor to Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al Aliyah. Number 1. Eye pain cured. An Islamic brother, resident of Qayyumabad, Karachi, suffered eye pain when he was 8 years old. Sometimes the pain would intensify to such an extent that he would writhe about madly. Many eye specialists provided him with treatments, but nothing properly benefited him. Finally, the doctors declared him incurable. 7 years later, he heard from an Islamic brother that the successor to Amir Ahl Sunnah, Maulana Ubaid Raza Attari Madani, Damat Barakatmul Aliyah, meets devotees of Rasul such and such a day. That Islamic brother also reached the Global Madani Markaz Fizan-e Madina of Dawat-e-Islami. At the time of meeting, there was a long queue of devotees. He thought perhaps he would not get the opportunity today to appear in the court of the successor to Amir Ahl Sunnat for Dham and Dua. Very next moment, the thought that whoever comes to Fizan-e Madina attains his aspirations by the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla strengthened in his courage. He stood in a queue and reached near the successor to Amir Ahl Sunnat gradually. When he mentioned his illness to the successor to Amir Ahl Sunnat, he made Dham on his eyes. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, by the blessing of them, the pain subsided gradually and stopped completely. Now, at the time of relating this parable, he has turned 17 years old. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, he has not felt pain again in his eyes. Currently, he, as a Nigrani Zaili Mushawarat, is making efforts for Madani activities of Dawat-e-Islami. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Number 2. Movie and drama lover became a Salah performing person. An Islamic brother belonging to a village in Dandra, Sardarabad, Faisalabad, had the company of bad friends before associating with the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami and was fond of movies, dramas and songs. Apart from this, he was also indulged in many other major sins. He had a stroke of his luck such that once in Sardarabad, Faisalabad, the successor to Amir Ahl Sunnat, Maulana Ubaid Raza Attari Madani Damat Barakatum Al Aliyah, was going to deliver Sunnah-inspiring bayan in the weekly Sunnah-inspiring Ijtima. An Islamic brother living in his area invited him to attend the Ijtima, making individual efforts on him. He accepted and agreed to attend the Ijtima. In the Ijtima, the successor to Amir Ahl Sunnat Damat Barakatum Al Aliyah delivered a Sunnah inspiring bayan. Having listening to the bayan, that Islamic brother was in tears out of the fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Thus his tears started cleaning his heart. After the ijtima, he had the privilege to meet the successor to Amir Ahl Sunnat Damat Barakatum Al Aliyah. He, Damat Barakatum Al Aliyah, advised him to observe Qufl-e Madina, become practicing Muslim and perform the Hajjud Salah regularly, which developed a strong eagerness in him to become pious. So he repented from his previous sinful life and started to spend his life following the Sunnah. He became a Salah performing person, started attending the weekly Ijtima regularly and wearing the Sunnah conforming clothes. At the time of relating the parable, he, as a Nigran of Halka Mushawarat, is serving Deen-e-Islam. Dear Islamic brothers, the deeper attachment one has with piety, the more effective his words are. When such individual gives call to righteousness, it brings Madani reformation in the lives of the listeners. And through this, not only the non-practicing people start performing good deeds, but also those wandering under the darkness of sins start following Sunnah after seeking repentance. So to be scented with the fragrance of piety, we should develop the habit of filling in the Madani In'amad booklet daily. Through its blessings, we will not only reform ourselves, but our words will also become effective if Allah Almighty wills. De jazba Madani In'amad ka tu karam bahre sha karbo bala ho. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Number 3. All five brothers adorn their faces with beard. An Islamic brother, resident of Tehsil Safdarabad, district Sheikhupura, was associated with medical field in 2004 in Sardarabad, Faisalabad. A preacher of Dawood Islami would make individual efforts on him daily and would encourage him to pledge bayat, i.e. allegiance into the spiritual order of Silsila Aliya Qadriya Attariya, but he would put it off saying, after bayat I will have to grow a beard, whereas I will think about it after marriage. In 2005, an ijtima at provincial level was conducted in Islamabad, the capital city of Pakistan. The successor to Amir Ahli Sunnah Damat Barakatum Aliya, Maulana Ubaid Raza Attari Madani, Damat Barakatum Aliya, was supposed to deliver bayan in that ijtima. That Islamic brother went to invite that person to attend the ijtima and listen to the bayan, but he categorically refused. That Islamic brother kept on making individual efforts continually on him. Finally, that person expressed the reason of not attending ijtima, saying, if I go to the ijtima, I will have to quit many tasks, whereas currently I cannot do this. That Islamic brother, in a wise and graceful way, said to him, you just join us with the intention of listening to bayan. After bayan, you may return. He accepted it and attended ijtima. The successor to Amir Ahli Sunnah Damat Barakatumul Aliya delivered Sunnah inspiring bayan. Due to a huge crowd, that man hardly saw the successor to Amir Ahli Sunnah Damat Barakatumul Aliya after the ijtima for a very short time. By the blessing of seeing the successor to Amir Ahli Sunnah Damat Barakatumul Aliya for a very short period of time and listening to his bayan, a Madni reformation took place in his life. He then and there made the intention to keep a fist length beard according to Sunnah. Thereafter he never shaved his beard. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, until now his face is adorned with the blessed Sunnah of beard. He was the youngest of five brothers. All his brothers were deprived of the privilege of having beard with one fist length according to Sunnah. When one of the elder brothers saw him with a growing beard, he said to him, you are very young now, do not grow beard. But he committedly let his beard grow, as well as he started individual efforts on his brothers too. In a very short span of time, three brothers adorned their faces with beard, whereas after the individual efforts of many years, another brother was adorned his face with the sunnah of beard. Now all these brothers are fully associated with the Madani environment of Dawood-e-Islami. Along with attending ijtima'at, they travel with Madani qafilas too. Dear Islamic brothers, have you seen, by the blessing of bayan, the young man committed to keep a beard not only foiled nafs, i.e. evil, baser self and Satan, but also made those ones grow beard who had tried to prevent him from keeping a beard. Thus they also had the great privilege of keeping a beard. Remember, shaving the beard or trimming it to less than a fist length are both haram acts which lead to hell. For the thoughts regarding keeping beard, such as I am not worthy of it, I am still young, I will grow it after the marriage, etc., eliminating the evil whispers, Amir Ahli Sunnah Damat Barakatumul Aliya has stated, O Islamic brother, abandon Western fashion and culture and adorn your face with the blessed Sunnah of the beloved and blessed Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam by growing a fist length beard. Do not fall for satanic tricks and never pay attention to such satanic whispers, such as I am not able enough to grow a beard, I am still young, I do not have enough knowledge. If someone asks me a question regarding Islam, I will not be able to answer, so I will keep a beard when I become capable of it. Amir Ahli Sunnah Damat Barakatumul Aliya said, let not all these tricks of nafs deceive you. You must obey Allah Azza wa Jalla and His beloved Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam in any condition, whether your mother forbids you, your father prevents you, the whole society discourages you, or there appears any obstacle for marriage. Commandment of Allah Almighty and His beloved Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam must be obeyed, obeyed and obeyed, no matter what happens. Stay relaxed. If it is inscribed on Lohe Mahfuz, i.e. the preserved tablet, for you to get married, then you will definitely get married. And if it is not inscribed, then no power of the world can get your marriage done. Death may approach you any time. Sarkar ka aashik bhi kya, dari mundata hai. کیوں عشق کا چہرے سے اظہار نہیں ہوتا. Number 4. Salt repentance after listening to Bayan. Before associating with the Madni environment of Dawat-e-Islami, a young man resident of Ghulam Muhammad Abad, Sardarabad, Faisalabad, used to work at a beauty parlor and was spending a life full of negligence. Along with being indulged in the fashion and glamour, he also had the company of bad friends. Quarreling and arguing were the part of his daily life. Heartily, he despised this kind of life and used to remain restless to find genuine peace. One day he was working in his beauty parlor, he caught sight of one of his former friends who was very modern young man like him, but he was surprised to see him now as he was dressed in white clothes, his face was adorned with a beard according to the sunnah and he had imama Islamic turban on his head. That Islamic brother endowed with sunnah met him. While making individual efforts, the Islamic brother gave him invitation of attending sunnah inspiring ijtima of Dawat-e-Islami which was going to take place in Islamabad. By the blessing of the individual efforts and meeting, he attended the sunnah-inspired ijtima, where the successor to Amir Ahl Sunnah delivered a sunnah-inspiring bayan. At the end of the ijtima, he attended dua, which gave him spirituality and bliss. He sought repentance in tears for his past sins, got rid of beauty parlor, and pledged not to commit sins in future, as well as he started traveling with the Madani Qafila of Dawat-e-Islami as a regular part of his routine life. Even at the time of relating this account, he was traveling with a Madani Qafila. Yahan sunnatein seekhne ko milengi, dilayega khauf-e khuda madani mahol. Tu aabe namazi hai deta namazi, khuda ke karam se bana madani mahol. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد. Number 5. Non-Muslim embraced Islam. A Madani Islamic brother from Quetta, the province of Balochistan, Pakistan, has said, in June 2004, I had the privilege to travel with the successor to Amir Ahl Sunnat, Damad Barakatumul Aliyah. After paying visit to a blessed shrine of a Buzurg, a pious person, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, he was coming back to Babul Madina, Karachi. On his way at one spot, he spotted the vehicle and reversed it and stopped after approaching a young man. He was going somewhere on foot. He, Damad Barakatumul Aliyah, asked him, "Where do you want to go?" He humbly said, "Hub Choki." The successor to Amir Ahl Sunnah, Damad Barakatumul Aliyah, offered him to travel with him in the vehicle, which he accepted and got in the vehicle. Now again, we were on our way back. Upon asking the name, it was learned that he was a non-Muslim. That Madani Islamic brother asked him about his views about Deen-e-Islam. He responded in positive, saying that Islam is a good religion. Madani Islamic brother said to him, "If Islam is a good religion, then why don't you become a Muslim?" Upon this, the non-Muslim said, "Muslim quarrel too much with one another. It is for this reason I do not want to become a Muslim." Upon this, that Madani Islamic brother said, "This is a personal act of a few Muslims. Otherwise, these are not the Islamic teachings. Islam teaches us brotherhood." He continued this individual effort, but that young man was not agreed to quit his false religion. Thereafter, the successor to Amir Ahl Sunnat, Damad Barakatumul Aliyah, made individual efforts on him, saying, "If electrical wiring is installed in a house and there is no electric supply connection, then the electrical equipment such as bulbs and fans will not function. Similarly, if anybody carries out righteous deeds in his whole life without having iman, i.e. faith, then his good deeds will not be fruitful for him." He was so inspired by the individual efforts of the successor to Amir Ahl Sunnat Damad Barakatumul Aliyah that he not only recited Kalima and became a Muslim, but also became Murid, i.e. a disciple into the Silsila, the spiritual order, Aliya, Qadiriya and Attariya. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Number 6. Blessing of the apple of blowing dam. An Islamic brother, resident of Sadullapur district, Mandi, Bahauddin, Tahsil Faliya, was deprived from the blessing of children. For having the children, he visited many hakims a physician using traditional remedies for treatment, but his wish remained unfulfilled. After all, Allah Azza wa Jalla blessed him with a child. It transpired in this way that his maternal nephew, who is associated with Al-Madinatul Ilmiya, a scholarly department of Dawati Islami, sent him apples on which dam was blown by the successor to Amir Ahli Sunnat, Mawlana Ubaid Raza Attari Madani Damad Barakatumul Aliyah, which he ate following the prescribed method. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, by the blessings of eating apples, he got the good news very soon. And after a short period of time, he was blessed with a child. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, until now, by the blessings of the apples on which dam was blown by the successor to Amir Ahli Sunnat Damad Barakatumul Aliyah, Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed him with three consecutive Madani sons. Dear Islamic brothers, this is just one Madani parable related to the apples blown down by the successor to Amir Ahli Sunnat Damat Barakatumul Aliyah. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, by the blessings of these apples on which dam was blown, hundreds of Islamic brothers have been blessed with children. Amongst them, there are a large number of Islamic brothers who had spent decades of their marriage lives, yet they were still childless. When they ate the apples on which dam was blown according to the prescribed method, they, by the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla, had the blessing of children. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Meeting with public. The successor to Amir Ahli Sunnat, Damat Barakatumul Aliyah, meets people on each Wednesday and Sunday from Asr to Maghrib Salah in case he is available in Global Madani Markaz, Fizan-e-Madina, Bab-ul-Madina, Karachi. A large number of devotees of Rasul from many cities of Pakistan as well as from abroad come and have the privilege to kiss his hand, request him to make dua and dam, and also get their wishes fulfilled. Moreover, those who are desirous of children also request the successor to Amir Ahli Sunnat Damat Barakatumul Aliyah to perform dam upon apples. If you are also worried about the children issue or due to any other problem, do not feel despair. Do visit Fizan-e Madina. If Allah Azza wa Jalla wills, all your troubles and problems will be removed. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Number 7. 24-year-old matter resolved. On Wednesday, during meeting people, an Islamic brother who had privilege of kissing the hand of the successor to Amir Ahli Sunnat, Damat Barakatumul Aliyah, said, "When I met the successor to Amir Ahli Sunnat, Damat Barakatumul Aliyah, I felt great relief. For the intention of the fulfillment of the purpose I had a privilege to meet, but was also achieved. One of our problems had not been resolved approximately for 24 years. During meeting the successor to Amir Ahli Sunnat Damat Barakatumul Aliyah, I humbly requested him for dua. He, Damat Barakatumul Aliyah, made dua, and by the grace of Allah Azza wa Jalla and the blessing of the dua of the successor to Amir Ahli Sunnat Damat Barakatumul Aliyah, that problem was also resolved. Now we are greatly relieved. May Allah Azza wa Jalla keep the successor to Amir Ahli Sunnat Damat Barakatumul Aliyah and Dawat-e-Islami safe. Ameen bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Blessings of Awliya, pious saints, rahmahumullah ta'ala. Having devotion to the blessed awliya rahmahumullah ta'ala brings about the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla and the blessings of both worlds. By the blessing of these blessed awliya rahmahumullah ta'ala, Allah Azza wa Jalla fulfills the needs of creation. People gain benefits of their supplications. People seek blessings by attending their urs, i.e. their death anniversaries, and visiting their tombs. Making dua by their vasila is a source of acceptance. Through seeking guidance from the blessed biographies and refraining from ignorance, people can walk on the straight path. Salvation lies in following them. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.